就在撒玛利亚吃中饭。
Now we're going to eat lunch in Samaria.
这个撒玛利亚已经变成一个废墟了。
Samaria is already in ruins.
那么我们还可以到高的地方去。
But we can go to a high place.
看见他们当时怎么拜巴黎那个祭坛，秋坛还在那里。
We can even see the altar where they sacrificed.
然后你往远方看的话，
and when you look far,
因为耶西别住在那里。
Because Jezebel lived there.
耶西别的故乡是推罗和西顿呢。
And Jezebel's home is Tyre and Sidon.
所以我们要指给弟兄姊妹往哪个方向，你大概可以看到推罗和西顿。
And then we can point to you where Tyre and Sidon is.
那为什么亚哈是最糟糕的王？
And we know that Ahab was the worst king, right?
他太太叫耶洗别嘛。
And his wife was Jezebel.
但是他的爸爸就把这首都就迁到撒玛利亚。
But it was his father who moved the capital to Samaria.
那为什么撒玛利亚？
Why Samaria?
因为那整个撒玛利亚最美的地方。
Because that is the most beautiful place in Samaria.
换句话说，
in other words,
他可以说是代表整个撒玛利亚的。
He could represent all of Samaria.
所以首都 capital 才会在那里嘛。
That's why the capital is.
所以在那里呢，我们用中饭。
We're going to have lunch there.
大概中饭一个钟头以后。
After an hour.
然后呢，我们再走一点点路。
We're going to move forward.
那么我们就到了世界。
We're going to get to.
世界就是叙加。
We're going to get to Shechem.
就是叙加。
Oh, that is
Sikha. 叙加井旁了。Sikha. 一个 Sikha， 一个约翰福音。
Sikha
嘛， yeah. 那么到了叙加。
So we're going to get to Sikha.
结果你就知道在北边最深的一口井。
And then you'll see in the north the deepest well.
那就是主耶稣那个时候问撒玛利亚人。
And that is where he asked the Lord asked the Samaritan woman.
向撒玛利亚夫人要水喝。
And asked the water for the Samaritan woman.
然后主告诉他，你喝这口水还要再渴。
And the Lord said that if you drink this water, you will.
若喝我所吃的水，就永远不渴。
But if you drink of my water, you will never thirst again.
水那口井还在。
That water.
如果你们动作快的话。
If you are fast.
动作慢对不起，你吃饭吃太慢了，我们没有时间，你就不要再来。
If you're too slow, we won't be able to go see.
所以如果你有时间的话，如果大家整齐的话。
If we are all cooperating.
我们就到那个井旁。
We will go to the well.
然后看这个水拿上来是怎么清的。
And we'll see how clear the water is.
千万不要迷信，不要喝那个水。
Don't be superstitious and drink that water.
天主教徒他们要喝那个水，觉得什么就好了。
The Catholics believe that if they drink that water, they'll be healed.
所以弟兄姊妹不要有迷信的心。
Don't have a superstition.
千万不要你喝海边拍个照，还有照片为证。
And don't even take a picture as if you're drinking the water.
所以要知道我们是来读圣经，我们知道说的的确确这是一口井。
But we here study the Bible, we know there's a well here.
好，不止如此。
Not only that.
那么如果大家真的合作的话。
If you really cooperate,
我们还给大家一个机会，
we'll give you another opportunity.
就把大家带到基利新山。
We will take you to
Mount Gerizim.
Mount Gerizim.
那么基利新山到现在大概就剩下几百个撒玛利亚人。
So in Mount Gerizim, there's only a couple hundred Samaritans.
我们能不能看到撒玛利亚人？你要看看 Michael 的脸色。
You now have to, if we can meet a Samaritan, you'll have to see how Michael's feeling.
Michael 脸色如果好看，我们就看到；他不好看，就看不到。
If Michael is having a smiley face, we'll see it. If Michael's angry, no. 所以
这是你跟他旅行的一个很重要的秘诀。
So that's when you travel with him, that's a secret.
所以大家一定要合作才行。
So you have to cooperate.
所以如果这样的话，
and after that,
你看见我们到基利现在会再解释一下。
And we'll explain some more things about
that. 那个地方就是亚伯拉罕第一次。到了那个地方，神告诉他说：“我要把这块地给你。”
That is where God said to Abraham the first time that he was going to give that land to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕离开还不知道往哪里去。
Abraham, when he left, didn't know where he was going.
等着到了世界。
When he got to Shechem.
到了那个两座山的中间的时候。
When he reached the in between those two mountains.
大概就是那口井那个地方的时候。
Near that well.
结果弟兄姊妹，现在主告神告诉他说，那这就是我给你的。
God said, "This is the land I'm giving you."
原来，那个地方。
That place.
是从但到别是巴。
From Dan to Beersheba.
最中心的地方。
Is the center between Dan and
Beersheba. Geographical center.
It's a geographical center.
如果你量量到刚好在最中心的地方。
If you were to measure between Dan and Beersheba,
因为是最中心的地方。因为最中心的地方。
Because it is in the middle.
神对亚伯拉罕说。
So he told Abraham.
你往东往西往南往北。
When you look east, north, west, south.
凡你所看见的。
Whatever you see.
统统是你和你后裔的。
Is yours and your descendants.
所以所有的故事 都是发生在那一带。
So all the story happened at the time.
那有许多事我们到那时候再说。
And we will explain that tomorrow.
如果看不见撒玛利亚，那就因为时间不够了。
If we can't see Samaria, it's because we missed our.
也许你下一次还需要再来。
Maybe you need to come again.
但是如果看见了，是主特别恩待我们。
If we get to see it, the Lord has been gracious for us.
所以这样应该时间就差不多了。
And that's how we want time.
那么你不能要求再多了。
You can't ask more.
本来当然你走再走以后，你就从这个从以法莲的就后来就进到了这个便雅悯支派的。
So even you enter even the where the tribe of Benjamin was.
那从对，从以法莲
from Ephraim
一直到便雅悯
all the way to Benjamin.
你到了便雅悯支派有伯特利了。
And then at you have Bethel.
还有其他的地方
and other places.
所以弟兄姊妹，你这样没有多久就到耶路撒冷。
And then you arrive at Jerusalem.
所以历实实在在来说
Actually,
当我们真的穿过整个撒玛利亚
When we cross through Samaria,
我们到了耶路撒冷
When we arrive in Jerusalem,
你慢慢就有一个感觉
You will have a feeling
我的良人怎样穿山越岭而来
How my beloved leapt over mountains, skipped over hills
这就是第一座的花园
This is the first garden
那么到了耶路撒冷怎么办呢是不是我们晚上有聚会呢没有聚会
Do we have a meeting when we arrive in Jerusalem? No
原因本来我们是安排好是白天去一个地方的
Before we actually plan to go in the morning somewhere
但是因为我们礼拜五必须要去那个植物园
But because on Friday we have to go to
还要去死海
We have to go to the garden and the Dead Sea
那我们没有时间去没有时间去那个地方了
So we couldn't go to the place we wanted to go
幸好他们礼拜四晚上是开的
Butthe good news is they're open Thursday evening.
那个地方叫大卫的城。
That place that we wanted to go is the city of David.
什么叫大卫的城呢
What is the city of David?
因为在雅歌书里面讲了耶路撒冷的时候
In Song of Songs, when it talks about Jerusalem,
他讲了锡安。
Talks about Zion.
所以我们到锡安山去。
We're going to go to Mount Zion.
那是最小的一座山。
It's the smallest mountain.
到了锡安就有锡安的保障。
When we go to Zion, we're going to have the
fortress of
Zion.
然后大卫就把它拿下来了。
And then David conquered it.
所以那个整个城叫做 City of David, 叫大卫的城。
So that entire city is the city of David.
那么大卫的城最大的代表是什么
？And what represents the city of David?
就是锡安的保障。
That is the
Fortress. 所以从那个时候开始
From that time on,
西安在圣经里面就代表得胜 overcome.
Zion represents overcome.
所以现在很清楚了
Now it's clear.
什么东西能代表大卫的城呢
What can represent the city of David?
当然是大卫的高台
Of course, it's the Tower of David.
你记得吗第四章那里不是给我们看到了吗
Remember it says in chapter 4?
第四节你的颈项好像大卫的高台。
Your neck is like the tower of David.
那大卫的高台就是大卫的塔。
Tower of David is the tower of David.
大卫的塔就是锡安的保障。
Tower of David is the fortress of Zion.
讲到耶路撒冷
When you speak of
Jesus, 并不是我们所想的那么简单。
It's not that easy.
但那天晚上我们就知道在耶路撒冷最古老的那一区就是大卫的城。
That area that is the most that is the oldest place in that area is the city of Zion.
过去几年有一些很重大的发现。
There's been recently there's been many discoveries.
那明天晚上你就明白了。
Tomorrow evening you understand.
所以你看见吗？当我们这样来看这些地方的时候
，When we see these places,
你对于这个雅歌里面讲的一些东西慢慢就清楚了。
Then these things from Song of Songs will open up to you.
不只是耶路撒冷
，Not only Jerusalem,
是西安。
Zion,
而且大卫的高台
the Tower of David,
你不觉得神的话太奇妙了吗
Don't you think God's word is amazing?
好我们现在有一些祷告
Let's pray
亲爱的主我们感谢你
Dear Lord we thank you
因为你为我们所预备的是何等的美好
Because what you have prepared for us is so good
我们做梦也没有想到
We would have never dreamt
我们以为只是来以色列看一看
We thought we would just visit Israel
我们要知道当时你走过的地方
We just want to know where you have set foot
我们没有想到你把整本的雅歌向我们打开
We never thought you would open up the entire book of Psalms
你还让我们给我们机会能够经历这里面所描写
And you give us the opportunity to experience what is described
所以我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你
You give all glory and honor to you
求你听我们的祷告明天求你给我们恒通的道路
Amen May you give us a smooth ride.
但愿我们经过撒玛利亚的时候
when we go through Samaria,
不遇见任何的艰难
May we not find any difficulty.
求你把平安的道路赐给我们
May you give us a way of peace.
让我们能平平安安地到达耶路撒冷
So we can peacefully arrive at Jerusalem.
这是我们所求的
This is what we ask.
你是天上的主
You are the Lord of heaven.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
You are the King of kings and Lord of lords.
你掌管一切。
You are in control of everything.
所以我们把整个的环境、整个的局面交在你的手里。
We commit the entire environment and everything.
当我们经过的时候
，When we go through,
你差遣你的使者保护你的儿女。
May you send your angels to protect your children.
但愿明天是得胜的一天。
May tomorrow be a day of victory.
明天是荣耀的一天。
A day of glory.
明天也是丰富的一天。
A day of fullness.
明天也是满了你同在的一天。
A day full of your presence.
我们不止与你同在
Not only are we present,
我们也能与你同去
but we can go
听我们的祷告
Jesus name.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名
Jesus precious name.
Amen